All right, we're good. All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and let me turn this. All right. This is Grimm's Comics Corner, and we are back with more of the Invisibles. So let's go ahead and get started. Remember, this is Black Science 2, Part 2, Einstein's Monsters. What's the most dangerous thing in the world? On July 2nd, 1947, something intersected with our continuum in Roswell, New Mexico. We can call it a UFO if you like. What I'm beginning to think it actually is a cross-section through three-dimensional space of a higher-dimensional life form. It's like God trapped inside of its own creation. It comes from outside our universe. It reflects our entire universe from beginning to end on its surface. It's part of something bigger than we can imagine. Something that's part of everything outside the goldfish bowl of our universe. And in 2 days, it's being taken on a train from Dulce, New Mexico, to a secret location upstate for tests. Here's what we're going to do. Motherfucker just went off in my hand, officer. By the numbers! Okay. We have a firefight situation. I want. Ugh. As he lay dying, Caesar said, "I can feel myself becoming a god." Caesar who? Christ, Roger, I don't know. I saw it on the telly. I only remembered the good bit. The Loa's nearby, skeleton in a top hat, dancing down the tracks. Death loves a sunny day. Shit. And then they kill us. Brilliant, eh? It's a trap, all set up just for us. It's great being famous. The magic mirror is not on the train. I'm meeting Takashi in San Francisco in 2 days. He's made some breakthroughs with the time suit and. Well, I won't get another chance to speak to everyone like this until it's all over. I have some things. Excuse me. Okay, well, I won't get another chance to speak to everyone like this until it's all over. Sorry. Still recovering from this cold. I have some important. Yeah, excuse me. I have something important to tell. Sorry I'm late. Fell asleep meditating. Robin, I was just getting started. Okay, guess I'm ready. I guess I'm getting a little paranoid, but that's business, huh? Anyway, King Mob has his headdress, Fanny has her makeup. I decided I needed a better mask. It's a good idea. One thing I learned from reading comics was the value of at least one secret identity. That's what I thought. What do you think? Uncanny, darling. All right, so I'm not fucking Bruce Lee, man. I'm getting there, eh? I'm better than I was a month ago. Yeah. Now you might last all of 30 seconds against a Delta Force commando. I'm not leading the fucking troops, am I? I'm only driving the van. I've been in that place, Jack. I'll never do anything that suicidal again. I don't care what Robin says she knows. Don't go, Jack. I have to. I want to. And if I don't, everything will turn out different. Shit, I'm sick of losing people, you know? I can't afford to get close to you, Jack. Stay on the ball of your foot when you do the reverse kick this time. July 1998, Dulce, New Mexico. The girl's repressed memories have swollen into consciousness, but it's too late for her to stop them bursting now and seeding her with Mr. Kemper. He asked permission to videotape his first few hours in her body. His customers enjoy watching young women turning into monstrosities. You haven't missed much. I didn't expect you back so soon from the church. Really? Is it within your operating instructions to anticipate my actions now? Do you know what I am? Urgh! Not in that form. Not here. Obey! You were one of the first, weren't you? It seemed like torture when the outer church entered you. How could you have imagined a universe smaller than an atom? And like a good soldier, you resisted. The church has always been in the market for good soldiers. 1943, on board the Eldritch, they sent us to Norfolk, Virginia. I didn't know they had machines that could cut thoughts into pieces. Obey. Obey! Seeds planted in the soil of time are growing all around us, putting out branches. Two armies war on the moving battlefield of time, Colonel Friday. Each battle's to make... yeah, let's get that right. Each battle's to make the other like itself. Each succeeds constantly. First light. Something is happening. Then darkness. What? How many men are we talking about? They blew up the whole fucking train? Sir, I don't have any more information on that, sir. I don't even know who they are. Sir, my commanding officer asked me to deliver this message to you directly on account of our communications problems up here. I'm on my way. We're on station red alert, soldier. I have a reason to believe there may be a terrorist attack underway. Sir, yes, sir. Red alert, it is. The word is out. We all know what to do. The divine has descended through mind into matter. Matter is the divine in its most condensed form. What the fuck kind of shit am I listening to here? We're picking up a local radio station, sir, losing a number of surveillance monitors, like the effects of electromagnetic pulse, but... The entity I'm trying to describe is present in everything. It's been that way since the moment two higher universes overlapped to form this one. The Big Bang, right? The increasing complexity of the universe... Let's try that one again. The increasing complexity of the universe is a sign of the entity's growing self-consciousness. And sir, discrete human scanners are reporting a massive etheric tap. See, the entity was stunned by the encounter with its own creation. I mean, literally. Blinded. Trapped in what it had used to... Jeez, let's try that again. Blinded, trapped in what it had used its own substance to build. And what's happening now is that the entity, the alien, the universe, whatever you want to call it, is using us to wake it up. This is impossible, but it's happening. The malfunction is dynamic. It's moving through our systems like a snake. Our evolutionary progress is the record of its returning consciousness, always more coherence. Somebody shut the fucking radio down! More self-awareness, and soon now it's going to wake up. The entire universe is going to open its eyes and blink, and we'll be here to see it happen. Watch for the word Barbaleth on your walls. Boom shakalaka. Sounds like a great movie, caller. Let's talk next time I'm doing acid. What did you say your name was, bud? I didn't. Only in America. Bigger, faster, crazier. Next caller on the line, we're heading through the night of the subject of husbands who batter their wives with religion. Oh, fuck. July 1998, San Francisco. Takashi? Takashi, well, excuse me. What's all that? I'm sorry, Mr. Lang. I told them. It's my fault. Mason Andrew Lang? You've been testing extremely dangerous and illegal experimental equipment. In the interest of public health and safety, everything in this laboratory is now property of the federal government. What? July 1998, Dulce, New Mexico. Fuck this! I need immediate backup! Is anybody... Shit, we're getting away with murder. Ready for your close-up, Roger? Fuck yeah! Just let me do this lock and we're in. It can't be worse than having to go down on the president. Can it? Come in. Put down your weapons. All that's over now. Oh. We'll take good care of you here. Okay. Dulce, New Mexico. King Mob and Jolly Roger. First and foremost, whatever else you may think, you are machines. Biological robots operated by electrical firings and chemical spasms. Ha ha! We can steer you like cars. See? You came here to learn the truth about things. Here is the truth! Follow me. Black Science 2, Part 3. Pavlov's Dogs. Things are simple. You forgot you were parts of a machine. Because of your forgetfulness in the... Excuse me. Because of your forgetfulness, the machine is inefficient. We can correct your functioning. We must correct it. You and your chaotic state may experience our efforts in value-laden terms. Feelings of degradation, shame, and humiliation are common. Those states are simply the reaction of a damaged subjective unit during its return to the objective reality of the machine. Individuality is the name you give your sickness. Your deviation from correct functioning. Understand this. We have come to free you from chaos and uncertainty and individuality. There are no monsters here. There are no demons. Your search for value is part of your pathology. Your questions are meaningless. There are no questions here. What is, is. Nothing is open to interpretation. Your search for God is over. God is in the machine. Dulce, New Mexico, Jack Frost. I'd like to report a continued high energy source on the etheric wave band. Come in. Oh, that's the wrong kind of. It's like, come in. Sit down. Do you play? I wasn't doing nothing out there. What's this all about? I didn't go over the fence or nothing. I was looking for flying saucers. The simplest games can be the most addictive, don't you think? Sometimes I become so deeply involved that I forget I'm playing at all. Imagine becoming so wrapped up in the game that you experience existential dread and loss of identity when a piece is removed from the board. What? I don't think I've got that good an imagination, eh? You're far from home, English boy. Sit down. You've been found trespassing on a highly classified military base. You're working, I believe, with a group of dangerous and unstable revolutionary activists who have already been responsible for the deaths of hundreds of people. Places like this are not kind to the uninvited. Secrets must be maintained. People like you just vanish, and in the end, no one remembers who they were or why it mattered. No one at all. I know you're there, motherfucker. You're in a whole fucking world of... shit. Ugh. Ugh. Dulce, New Mexico, Mr. Kemper. You will no longer need to question your existence. Your function will be obvious to you. Beyond is the absolute condition of things. Beyond the gate is the machine. The outer church, the kingdom of the Archons, microscopic and super dense. Call it what name you choose. It is the foundation of your deranged reality. And here is where it intersects with matter. You are already in us. We have always existed in you. In your fevers, in your sick longings, in your cruelties, and in your despair. On the flat surfaces of all the feelings you categorize using these value terms. The gate leads from what seems to what is. Come home to the machine. I remember when it all seemed to mean something. I remember feeling things intensely. The little stars of scar tissue where her piercing went wrong, the cats fucking about in the sun, the knowledge and conversation of my holy guardian angel, the smell of a new book, every sensation as sharp and as startling as a color seen for the first time. I'm not sure what happened. Ah, shit! Shit, we're in trouble! Blindness adds that extra dimension to chess. In my mind's eye, a different great conflict plays out each time. The international workers' struggle against capitalist exploitation. The evolutionary drive versus the fear of change. Contaminants warring with antibodies. Or here, on one side, the dreadful guardians of the Black Iron Prison. Condensing their macro geometry into these proto-material jigsaw forms, the great king archons of this eon, the custodians of your reality, the forgotten ones. And here, the sons of light, mustered in radiant battalions. I don't suppose you know what Manichean means yet. Yeah, somebody from Manchester. Are you trying to hypnotize me, eh? Or am I trying to unhypnotize you? That all depends on what side you're on, doesn't it? Which side are you on? Do you dream in color? A lot of the time, yeah. What's that got to do with it? Am I getting charged or what? I wasn't doing nothing. Do you ever dream in more than three dimensions? I don't know. Do I? I was looking for flying saucers. UFOs. Did you find any? Check. Not so as you notice. Can I go? Which side are you on? You're not blind. You can see me, can't you? Yes, I suppose I can. I'm the side that's got butter on it, I am. Your friends will be wondering where you are. Or will they? The plan includes this meeting, doesn't it? What? Don't know what you're talking about, man. I really fucking don't. I don't even want to hear it, you know? I'm not here with friends. I just... Of course not. We're not supposed to know what you're doing here. Can I go now? All I did was read a book about flying fucking saucers. Are we playing chess here, or is it more like, I don't know, dancing? I know you, Dane McGowan. And you know me. I am not the god of your fathers. I'm not even gonna say what that sounds like. Fuck! Shit! No! Stop this fucking shit! I don't live here! I don't want to come back here! Stop! Stop! Sick! It's just sick! Fucking bastard! Bastards! No! They're crawling around! Dirty fucking eggs in my head! Oh shit, no more! Roger? Fuck, where are you? Remember the training, it's all just a manifestation of the divine. Even the fear will be okay, will... Oh, Christ! There's no fucking divine here. We're in fucking hell. Oh, Jesus, not again. I was holding her hand, and then it felt horrible, so I let go. I've been here ever since. Jesus Christ, the whole thing's fucking pointless. I can't take any more of this. You were sold, you know, by your ragged robin. Your friend, Daddy's sexy little lamb. I found the sick suppressed memory of first betrayal and I embedded myself there. I made the memory grow and grow until her entire being was consumed by that disgust, that fear, self-hatred, worthlessness. In the end, she willingly surrendered. To extinction in me. We've been with you for a long time. Everything you've talked about, everywhere you've been, and all the things you've seen together, we were there. We know how your cock feels going in, just like Daddy's. San Francisco, Mason Lang and Takashi Sato. I really don't know what you thought you could achieve with this, Mr. Lang. Whatever your so-called time suit is now property of the let's try that one again. Whatever your so-called time suit is now property of the federal government. I think I already mentioned that, didn't I? You've wasted a whole lot of money attempting to hoax your government, Mr. Lang. And you can waste it down to your last dime trying to squirm out of this if you like. You have any idea what's going to happen to you in prison? Couple of weeks in there, you'll be giving Linda Lovelace lessons. Feel free to speak to my lawyer about that. It is a signed photograph of Linda Lovelace, Mr. There are many things we could do to you, Mr. Lang, and we may do some of them. However, it turns out you'll be working for us. I don't even know who you are. Representatives of a higher power, Mr. Lang. Oh, and Mr. Sato, thank you for your help. Well... That was much easier than I thought. Paul Newman or Robert Redford, Takashi? Who do you want to be? Call Robin. Give her the password. The Sting. Come here. No more malfunctions. No more failures. All that you are is Kemper. Take off the mask, ugly face. Show me what I look. Gah. Gah. Darling. Ever get the feeling you've been had? Dulce, New Mexico, Lord Fanny. Wow. He was not expecting that. Black Science 2, Part 4, Schrodinger's Cats. There's a story you ought to know about the fox and the scorpion, says Jim Crow in the U.S. government facility at Dulce, New Mexico. The year is 1998. And here in 2005, it's 7 years to the end of history. I'm not scared of death. If it happens, it happens. For all I know, I might never die. I just want to know. I want to be invisible. In Amadeus, Mozart talks about how he's able to move around us inside his compositions, as though the music has an architecture, like it's a house he's building. Of course, Mozart was something of a genius, and to get the same effect, I need two tabs of sky and access to state-of-the-art Liquid Logic processors here in the Ganzfeld tank at Berkeley U. Carrie and I had to bribe the zombies on the door with infranet access to our private sex diaries. I'll be a student here next year anyway. I don't know what the big deal is. I'm writing a book. I'm floating in a warm ocean of living words. And where Mozart walked through an architecture of notes, I'm spinning down flumes and pipes of chutes. Excuse me, let's try that one again. I'm spinning down flumes and pipes and chutes made of flowing language. With my typical presumption, as Carrie calls it, I've decided just to use the title The Invisibles because it seems right. It seems like it's mine. And if I write hard enough and honestly enough, I think I can make it real. Dulce, New Mexico, 1998. You're not her. I was growing in her, seeing through her eyes, feeling what she felt in her shame. Robin was never abused by her father. The memory was a fake. We created it to trap you. Everything was a fake. This is the worst place in the world. You shouldn't have come here. You'll die here. Stay in the best place in the world for long enough, darling, and you'll die there too. What's your point? I'm a sorcerer, and death is my ally, not my enemy. I think it's you who's afraid of death. I think you're the one who fears change, which is the road by which we come to meet death. I was in her mind. Where you come from, there is no change. I know what you are. The forest was filled with little spirits like you. My grandma called you Tepectotan when you were good spirits and Suotete when you were bad. Back in Rio when I was young, a gorgeous little she-male slut plucked right from the streets. Hold on, we'll try that one again. That was not the right character voice. Back in Rio when I was young, a gorgeous little she-male slut plucked right from the streets. I've already sampled her, and believe me, my friends, she's very eager to satisfy all of your desires. On your knees, bitch. Crawl in the presence of your masters. Suck the gun, whore. Look at it. It's almost real. If I could but make this boy pregnant in defiance of all nature, then at the culmination of his unnatural labor, I'd discharge a bullet into his guts. The world cries out for punishment. It's hard to walk in this world. Each step is pain. Dulce, New Mexico, 1998. So you get ready to make a phone call when your old Uncle Remus gets done with his fable. Please, in the name of God, that's a genetically modified hantavirus. I have a little girl. She's only 3 years old. That sample will kill everyone in the Southwest. Once upon a time, the fox came upon a scorpion trying to cross the river. This is where Carrie said I left out some crucial plot details last time, so I put them in and hope this all hangs together. Must read more about Vudoan. Get a Maya Duren book. You can ride on my head to the far shore, said the fox, but only on the condition you promise not to sting me. But see, that's my nature, said the scorpion. To sting is my nature. Go. You know what happens now. Fanny, you didn't walk out on me in London. I don't feel like this is how it happens. Fa 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 fa. There's a lot of that in the background. What the fuck's that? They're picking up local radio. Brilliant. It's just like the last episode of The Prisoner. Go. Take care, love. Be seeing you. Shit. Okay. Get us out. I'll cover you. I'm gonna call this one Plan A. Oh. Fuck. Motherfuck. No. I don't want Jolly Roger to get shot. I don't know if she really did or not, but I like her, and in my version, she doesn't get shot. Boom! Carrie always tells me I don't get the characters right. I'm gonna call this one Plan A, okay? Boom! Come on! Motherfucking asshole window shit glass motherfuck! Boom, 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 boom! You reason with the exit. I'll try to keep these bastards entertained. Where are we going, Roger? Aim for the water! Boom! Boom! Stay right there, hands in the air. We're at station red alert, sir, and there are dead men everywhere. You'll have to... My security clearance is to the highest levels. I know everything. It's a bit like it was when they told you your big brother had been killed by a delivery van. You just wanted to sit down when you heard... Stop it! Hold on.
No!
It's a bit like it was when they told you your big brother had been killed by a delivery van. You just wanted to sit down when you heard the news. You just wanted to go to sleep and pretend it wasn't true. Sir, I... They all heard something different then, didn't they? What's Barbalith? Interesting question. Do you know what a placenta is? Sort of, yeah, it's for babies. It's the life support system for a fetal child approaching birth. It dies so that the child can be born. The child is your universe. I'll show you. Sometimes I feel like I'm writing pornography in the notebook of the gods. There's no way four people could walk into a military base like that, even in the past when there was no security. That's the bit nobody will ever believe. The base doesn't have to be literal, does it? Sometimes I feel like I'm writing pornography in the notebook of the gods. The invisibles change my whole life, and I'm like tampering with it every time I go in the tank. You should stop taking Sky, at least for a day. You're putting too much symbolism in this story. It's not symbolism, it's reality. I just want them to find me and get me out of all this shit. Even if the guy who wrote The Invisibles is for real, he'll be an old man, okay? He'll be an old man, Kay. He'll be older than my dad. That's like fetish, Kay. You're weirder than me. I just want to do something they might see. I want him to tell me he's real. That it was all real. I didn't say I was going to have sex with him. I was 18 years old. They brought me off the streets of Rio. Who invited you to that place, darling? Did they catch you looking through the windows into the solid world, paddling at the edges of human dreams? Did they use our pain to bring you down from the light into the heavy? They crushed your poor skinny body into the world of weight and measure. Oh, I like that. I like that prose. I'll read that again. They crushed your poor skinny body into the world of weight and measure. They twisted you into flesh and they showed you the gutters of the human soul. And I was there. You cannot know me. These words have no meaning. I am a machine, cell, programmed to infect. Once I was a little light. These aren't words, these are feelings. Like the feel of the sidewalk cracking your ribs. You too will be made to crawl, lick children's blood from jackboots, betray, condemn, suffer in chains, eat excrement. Forever, forever! Only in your world are tortures eternal. I am from the solid world where things pass. I have been a boy, a girl, a whore, a sorcerer. The darkness in people doesn't frighten me. When you shut your eyes, afraid to see yourself as you truly are, that is when you see only darkness. I opened my eyes a long time ago. In your world, there is only ever the ugly caterpillar. Just as in the world above, only the beautiful butterfly exists. You will serve us forever in the machine. Here in my world, there is change. Only in the solid world can the ugly caterpillar become the beautiful butterfly. Only here. Darling, you shall go to the ball. Wow. All this shite's happened before. Hasn't it? You told me you came here looking for UFOs. Here. You found one. Strange that yours should be deep under the earth and not in the sky. Yeah, funny that, eh? Alright, I'm up for it. Why not, eh? The universe unfolds for a little fucking Buddha, is that it? You've come a long way, Dane. Just a little further now. I'm sure you people have read all the manuals, but We will inflict agonies upon your bodies and upon your immortal souls. We will wound you in ways that no eternity of time will ever heal. Now, how does that sound to you? Now, how does that sound to you, two fag fucking terrorist sons of bitches? Sounds like your number is up, you fat fucking asshole. She's got a way with words. It's like Jane Austen. Sir, what's that? It's for you. Bree, Bree! Hold your fire! Who the fuck am I talking to? Let the terrorists go. This is Dr. Stanford at the Biolabs. Let them go, Colonel Friday. Codename Weather Ultra. Weather Ultra! One of the terrorists is right here with us, holding a sample of the pathogen. Let them go, Friday, or we're all dead. This is not over. Blah, blah, blah. Fuck you, fatso. Surprise, surprise. Halfway across the river, the scorpion up and jabbed his stinger right in the helpful fox's head. Now we're both gonna die, you dumb old scorpion, said the fox. What do you want to sting me for? Excuse me. What do you want to go sting me for? I was doing you a good turn. And the scorpion said, I told you from the start, that's my nature. I'm sure you heard that story before. The scorpion is death. We carry him on our backs towards the far shore. Please, we've done what you wanted us to. Put down the... Somehow, it's always a big shock when he turns around and stings us. I am become death. The Shatterer of Worlds. It could have been anything. In the end, it was nothing at all. Just water in a test tube. Scorpio, the virtual assassin, did the rest. Turned on its makers, convincing the soldiers in Dulce that their own worst enemies were loose in the base. Their own fears ran rampant. The invisibles were everywhere. Death was everywhere. For 24 hours, the Dulce facility broke down into a perfect microcosm of world politics. And then the Scorpio resonator collapsed. The story dissolves in my head like sugar in coffee. It hangs in suspension, not quite complete. I'm almost scared to finish. I'm scared if I write myself in, I'll never get out. They'll find me trapped here in my own words. How many people have to tell a true story before it becomes true? And what really happened in 1998? San Francisco, California, July, 1998. The universe is much simpler than we imagined, Mr. Lang. Time is a reiterating program fed into a gigantic fluid structure. The actual substance of time can apparently be manipulated using a binding agent. In our case, language. Tell me the theory later. Write it down, Takashi. Is the machine going to work? We've tried our best to duplicate the intravenous processor solution with current technology. Yes. Then we only have a little time. Mr. Lang, I should be the one to go. I'm sorry, Takashi, but we know it didn't happen that way. We already have our test pilot. Robin? I was just thinking. Be careful what you write. It might come true. I'm ready to go, Mason. Okay. I saw everything from the outside. What's going on now? Phoenix has landed. Reentry confirmed. Okay, so we'll be back with all tomorrow's parties next month. That'll be our first Invisibles of 2024. We'll be finishing it up very shortly. We're on 171, so we're getting there, guys. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Comics Corner with more Invisibles.